Jorgen didn't actually think of the title either. He was teaching at the time, and one of his students told him that he wanted to make a band called The Church of Idiots and Saturday Saints. And I think that just really inspired Jorgen to take the idea and run with it.
Well, I know that you like to do songs that reflect lived experience. And what's Jorgen writing about here?
I think this song is some of the hypocrisy that he sees in modern religion and the difference between how some people might talk and act on a Sunday compared to maybe a Saturday night at the bar where we're playing music in places we frequent often like that.
Speaking with members of the Common Ground Company, whose CD release party is May 10th at the Ice House in Minneapolis at 11 p.m. Your band member, Jorgen, writes a lot of the songs, and your group values originality.
Oh, yeah, we do. We value originality, both lyrically.
You've got a favorite banjo moment in the song So Far From Home, and with you playing, Zach, but it's not a real flashy thing. It's just part of an arrangement that your band thought of.
Yeah, and So Far From Home is almost resembles a slow, sad country song. And with banjo playing, it's not how many notes you can play, but it's where you play them. So in this song, I don't play any notes for the first 45 seconds of the song, and then once that first chorus comes in, I do a little walk into that, and it really sets the tempo of the chorus and changes the feeling of that song.
It's kind of a reflective song on the part of the writer.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep, and Jorgen, I've been friends for a bit, and I remember when he wrote this, maybe a couple winters ago, he was going through some tough times and felt very distant from home and the ones he loved, and I think this song speaks to that feeling.
Sitting on the corner, freezing to the bone, wondering how I ever got so far from home. So far, so far from home. And I'm thinking what you're doing, how I did you wrong, wondering how I ever got so far from home. So far, so far from home. So far from home, like a New York subway on the streets of San Diego. I heard it's nice this time of year, but frankly I don't really care. So far, so far from home.
That's Jorgen of the Common Ground Company singing from experience. But Pete, the most common lead singer for the Common Ground Company is Stephanie. And it's often said that the singer sells the band. What do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely true in the case of Steph. I mean, she's got very powerful vocals. We were at a jam session recently for Mabatma, and somebody said, "Wow, Steph, it's like somebody put a garden hose on a fire hydrant." And I thought that was a great way of explaining her voice. She's just got so much power and clarity and really an emotional feel in a lot of her singing.
Yeah, when you see the Common Ground Company at a club, and Steph finishes the night with as much power vocally as she began the night.
Yeah, she really brings it home. I mean, she's there from the first part of the night to the end, and I think she does really powerful driving songs just as well as really, really intimate and slow songs like that.
Zach, you are the composer of a song called Drink My Way, and it's about the different kinds of situations you might try to drink your way out of.
Something some people do. It's often always not the best thing to do, but it's wrote a little ironic song about different situations you can drink your way out of. And it's the song we've been closing a lot of sets with recently, and it showcases both the slowness at the beginning and Steph singing to a slow song, and then like boom, it pops into full gear, and we're racing ahead, and she is also keeping us there with those pipes.
Things don't seem right. Is this the bitter end? Silence, it can't maintain. Gonna drink my way out of this one again. Gonna drink my way out of this one.
Zach, you wrote Drink My Way, but to you, what's the most appealing part of the song? Is it the lyric or the cool arrangement?
For me, it's I like the cool arrangement of it because it's fun writing a song, putting it out to the band. Steph might be tweaking some of the vocals in it, the lyrics in it, and then we're coming up with different arrangements and dynamic changes and rhythm shifts and whatnot. That makes this whole process a lot of fun.
The Common Ground Company releases its first full-length CD, The Storm, Friday night, May 10th at 11 p.m. at the Ice House in Minneapolis. For information, the web address is thecommongroundcompany.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Gonna drink my way out of this one again.